Moving on to top UN official says that Saudi Arabia's harsh import restrictions on Yemen continue to hamper the flow of aid into the war-torn country. The UN humanitarian coordinator for Yemen, Johannes van der Kloof, says that aid is no longer reaching Yemen because of the Saudi embargo and its inspection regime. The UN is scrambling to bring emergency aid into Yemen during a negotiated pause in Saudi airstrikes. The bombing, which began in March, was halted on Tuesday for 5 days. UN emergency teams are hoping to feed 700,000 Yemenis and provide another 500,000 with medical support during the lull. Activist and political commentator Hossein Al-Bukhaiti joins us now from the Yemeni capital, Sana'a. Sir, welcome to the program. Talk to us about Saudi Arabia's harsh import restrictions that is exacerbating the already dire humanitarian situation in Yemen as a result of the aerial bombardments and onslaught carried out by the Saudis.
After over 50 days of bombardment, the Saudi as well have a land and air and sea blockade against Yemen, preventing fuels, medicine, and food and wheat to come into the country. And they want everything to be inspected by them, and they want it to come through Saudi Arabia and to reach Saudi's airport and Saudi ports. And this might take months. I mean, if you have a huge cargo ship that need to be, all of it to be inspected, it will take and delay this aid from coming to Yemen for months, for weeks, if not for months. And the Saudi, they using this strategy, they just want to punish all the Yemeni people who have revolt in 21st of September 2014, and they have kicked all the people that they used to work for Saudis who used to destroy Yemen. And we've seen hospitals at this moment are running out of fuel, and maybe in the coming days, if not weeks, we will hear a few hospitals will close. We have as well the only factory in Yemen that produce O2 for hospital. It keeps shutting down every now and then because it ran out of diesel. And this is affecting even the life of the Yemeni farmers, the people in the village, because we are dependent on water from the ground for drinking. So when there is no fuel, no diesel, the people can't get this water out. And this will cause as well problem within the Yemeni community. So I think this is what the Saudi really want to see Yemen. It want to see Yemen destroyed. It attacked all infrastructure and bridges. And even now, if we get some food in and some aid, in some areas it will be hard to transport it there because they have destroyed all the road, all the bridges. This is an evil act on the Yemeni people. But I hope we still hoping that aid will come out. And as well, we and me as a Yemeni, we see the difference between the Saudis and the Iranian people. While the Saudi are blockading Yemen, having blockade on Yemen, while they are targeting Yemen, attacking Yemen, destroying everything, the Iranian have been trying really, really hard to send aid to Yemen.